Welcome to the Dietitian Connection podcast, a show about nutrition, dietitians, and their success stories. Through our conversations with nutrition leaders, we aim to inspire you, to connect you with like-minded colleagues, to innovate and push you out of your comfort zone, to create robust debate, to encourage lifelong learning, and to empower you to create more impact as a dietitian.
Have you got your hands on a Dietitians Unite 2024 ticket yet? Dietitian Connection's annual conference you know and love is landing in Sydney on Friday the 31st of May, and you don't want to miss out. This is not just any professional conference, this is next level networking, which is as fun as it is informative. Think outside the box keynote speakers, top of their field presenters, and a day full of clinical and business learnings done differently. There's still time to purchase your early bird ticket. Simply jump online to dietitianconnection.com or find the link in the show notes to buy your tickets today. We look forward to seeing you there.
Dietitian Connection acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters this podcast is recorded on. Welcome to the Dietitian Connection podcast. I'm Brooke Delfino from Dietitian Connection, and I'm an accredited practicing dietitian. Well, it's been a little while since we've sat down with Dietitian Connection founder Marie Ferguson, and I guess a little while since Marie has been on the other side of the table and the one being interviewed rather than the host. But recently, Dietitian Connection hit the incredible milestone of 50,000 members. So we thought it's a great time to have a chat, reflect on the journey, and take a little look at what's ahead. Marie, welcome to the Dietitian Connection podcast.
Thank you so much, Brooke. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, first of all, congratulations. 50,000 Dietitian Connection members worldwide. It's a pretty big deal. And I know how very proud you are of this community of dietitians, but I also know what you're going to say. And you're going to say it's not all about you. It's about the team around you and those who have been part of the journey and helped along the way. And of course, it's all about the incredible members. I'd love for you to share why Dietitian Connection has been a dream of yours for more than a decade.
Thanks, Brooke. Thanks for the opportunity to chat to you on this momentous occasion of 50,000. It was definitely a goal that I held many, many years ago. In fact, when Kate Agnew was with me, and it was just the two of us, and we were in a very small office in 8 Mile Plains outside of Brisbane, and we had what we then thought was a big, hairy, audacious goal of 50,000 globally. It seemed so impossible at that time, but here we are today, just having reached that due to a lot of hard work and support from a number of people over all those years, including the DC team and yourself and the community. But I think why it's been such a dream is that at the core for me, I'm so passionate about dietitians. I'm so passionate about raising our profile, being able to inspire dietitians. I love nothing more than seeing dietitians be successful and being able to sort of empower them with the business leadership and nutrition skills that we're able to do at Dietitian Connection, and just create that community where they can be inspired, empowered, and learn from each other.
It comes back to the members, and you make that so clear. You know, at the core, it's being passionate about dietitians and who they are. And that comes through, I think, in our vision at Dietitian Connection, our values, inspiring, innovating, collaborating, debating, encouraging debate within the profession, and having diverse opinions and perspectives. And of course, that lifelong learning, offering professional development to people in any corner of the globe, which is so, and affordable as well, accessible and affordable. So all of those things are for dietitians. And I think that's really clear in everything that you do in the business. I'd love to find out what are some of the real standout moments in your journey. So this has been 11 years in the making, nearly 12. What are some moments that really stand out throughout that time?
I think obviously the very beginning, because that was probably the hardest and took the most courage, if you like. So just the launching of the website and Dietitian Connection, which was at the International Congress of Dietetics in Sydney in 2012, which seems like a very long time away, but also yesterday. So that's a standout just because it was the beginning and the launch. But for me, it's every time that we get to get together, and I always get teary and emotional, but the times that the DC team and the community get to spend every year together is just so special. And I know you've been part of that. So particularly around Dietitians Unite, just feeling the positivity and the energy and the vibe in that room when you are there for that day is just off the chart. Incredible positive, and it just makes all of the hard work and effort and contributions of the team that work tirelessly day in, day out, every day of the year. And often because we're all working from home, you don't get to have those conversations with our community, and we're able to do that at Dietitians Unite. And I think that is just a really special time to see how valued and how worthwhile all of the team's efforts are when we get together at that time.
Absolutely. I will share that my very first day with Dietitian Connection was actually at Dietitians Unite last year. And as far as first day goes, I don't think anything will top that for a first day on the job. It was pretty spectacular. That energy in the room, the incredible team that I got to meet in person, and the energy of the team that, as you mentioned, we all work remotely, we all live in different states. And getting together, it was a pretty incredible experience. And for me, that's a real standout moment on my DC journey. But I love that you talked about that positivity. One of the things that is so important is connecting and hearing from our members. I know that you take feedback incredibly seriously, and it's very important to you to hear what the members want, and that guides, you know, what we do at Dietitian Connection. I would love to take a moment to share a little bit of feedback that we've received. You are the most humble, modest leader, so I know this might make you feel a little bit uncomfortable, but I think we need to celebrate some of this. So this is a little bit of feedback that has been shared in recent months. So let me just read a few out. Dietitian Connection is inspirational. It's more than just the science of dietetics. It's about the people, their stories, and how to be involved. Another one here that says, Dietitian Connection is the heart of dietitians. You're here to uplift, support, connect, and inspire our profession so we become the best we can be. I think that's so well written. Another one, I love the positivity and passion that DC represents for and in our profession. It makes me proud to be a dietitian. And I know, you know, something that is incredibly important is helping dietitians dream big and get the career of their dreams. So I think this one, this last one here, this bit of feedback that came through, Dietitian Connection has enabled me to keep my head in the nutrition space while I took time off to work to have kids, which when I had only just started my career, I live in a rural area, and without Dietitian Connection, I don't know that I would have felt confident enough to enter back into the profession. It's incredible to hear the many ways that Dietitian Connection is changing the profession, not just in a large-scale global way, but in a very personal way for dietitians. I mean, this must mean a lot to you. I can see it does in your face, but how do you feel when you hear those sorts of things?
Look, it's incredibly humbling. And as I said, it's a testament to the hard work of the team. But you know, we've spent some time in the recent months looking at our vision and mission and values, and we did make some slight changes to those. So our vision now is to create a global community of dietitians who inspire, educate, and empower one another. And our mission is to be the world's leading provider of continuing education for dietitians. And you mentioned some of the values being inspiration, innovation, collaboration, debate, excellence, and lifelong learning. And we spend a lot of time, because I think it is important to know what is our purpose, what is our vision, what are our values. And it's just so lovely to see that what we want Dietitian Connection to be, when you hear that coming back from your community, that what we're trying to do is being received in the way that we intend it, and that we are able to help so many people. So, yeah, I couldn't be prouder of the DC team and the DC community in inspiring and empowering each other.
Yeah, it's nice when people can really see and understand and connect with the why we're doing this. So that's it's yeah it's wonderful to read those, and I think it's important to take a moment to reflect and acknowledge some of that wonderful feedback that comes through. I also want to talk about some of the challenges, because in recent years we've seen a global pandemic, we've seen rising cost of living pressures, we've seen media storms in a teacup, so to speak. How did you navigate some of the more difficult parts of growing a business literally from the ground up?
I've written here probably sometimes not very well, and that could be on most days not very well. But I think it's not without the support of everyone around me. So obviously the DC team and the community, and you know, I can call a lot of people at a drop of a hat and they're there to help and support, which is incredible. But I also have some amazing mentors. I do have an advisory board that includes both dietitians and non-dietitians. They're both in Australia and in the US. And I really couldn't function without having the support of some incredible, incredible mentors. So they're always there on the highs to celebrate the highs, but also to be there to support in the very lows. You mentioned the pandemic. Obviously, that was a particularly difficult, challenging time for everyone. And at that time, because it was obviously March, Melissa had just started, and we were deep in the throes of planning Dietitians Unite, which was going to be in May. And I just knew that we had to be proactive and do something and try to create some certainty in a situation that was very uncertain. So we did make the difficult decision to cancel the event. And a lot of people didn't agree with that decision at the time. I think they can reflect afterwards that was the right decision to do, but it's just being proactive and creating some certainty when we didn't have any. We also started the conversations with dietitians on YouTube around that time as well, just so that people didn't feel alone. So yeah, none of this was easy, but just trying to, I guess, connect in with the community and what their needs were and try to deliver on that is always what our goal is. So we were able to navigate that time as a result.
Yeah, and listen to what the community needed at that time, which is so important, because everybody felt it, you know, differently depending on where and how they were working and living and all sorts of different things. It feels like a long time ago in some ways. But when you mention it, I actually very vividly remember that email coming out about Dietitians Unite being cancelled, and it was like a real this is quite serious. But as you mentioned, a good call in you know, reflection of what actually followed from there.
Yeah, we've had lots of other challenges along the way. We had when we did the No Love Food campaign, which was about raising the profile of dietitians, there was some controversy around that, and we had some influencers criticize us and sort of attack us around that time. I don't think I handled that particularly well at the time, but everything is a learning curve, and certainly that was the first time that I'd been exposed to the negativity of social media. But yeah, trying to learn from all of those experiences, I think shapes who we are and where we are today.
Sure. Did you have doubts along the way on this journey?
Absolutely. Every day still. I think that's one of the things that I have a high degree of self-doubt. So imposter syndrome is alive and well. So for all of those that think that quote unquote successful people or successful organizations don't suffer from doubt or imposter syndrome, you know, I think everyone feels that to some degree. And I don't think we'd be human without some level of doubt or anxiety. But I've kind of learnt to push against that tide, and particularly I always say I'm an introvert, but just feeling the fear and putting myself out there and doing it anyway,
yeah,
as difficult as that is.
A great motto. It's easier said than done. I think imposter syndrome is alive and well in our profession, especially as it evolves and moves quickly, trying to keep up with rapid change, sort of having to pivot, lack of a better word. And I think imposter syndrome often comes from just caring and wanting to get it right and wanting to be the best and do the best you can, and just really, really caring about, you know, the outcome. And Marie, you care about your team more than anybody I know. I'm very, very privileged to be part of the Dietitian Connection team. I'd love you to talk me through the process of growing the team. You mentioned, you know, you and Kate, you started many years ago, and it was just the two of you for quite some time. How did the team grow, and how has the team helped to contribute to the success of Dietitian Connection?
Yeah, so as you said, for a long time it was just myself. And then Kate had volunteered. She actually started the podcast. And so here we are so many years later. But I think being the only team member obviously has its own challenges. And she would always joke that she wanted to be part of a team of 10. So I'm all about taking on the challenge. So here we are, we were able to achieve that team of 10. We were very fortunate during COVID, where everything obviously went online, and we were already an online set up organization. We'd actually gotten rid of our office the Christmas before COVID. So sort of had that crystal ball that we didn't have, but we made that decision. It obviously worked out well with COVID. Obviously COVID was not great for so many people around the world, but very grateful that it did allow us the opportunity to expand. So we did grow from a team of 4 to 11, including myself, and now I have a team member in Chicago as well. But it, as I've said it today and I say it all the time, it is not without the tireless hard work of and commitment, dedication of the whole team. And I'm truly grateful that all of you choose to work at DC. And I think having each new team member, we have to kind of create our new normal. I think you're the most recent.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
So every time someone comes, we sort of have to, like a little family, get to adjust and learn how everyone likes to work together. But I think the beauty of having a team is the new perspectives, the new opinions. Each of you have such different strengths, and being able to realize what those are and leverage those where possible. I think as a result of that, we're a stronger team together, and you guys are way better at things than I am. And you also challenge me, which is good. So, but I think the other thing, it's just such a pleasure to watch and observe all of you, that you're there for each other, you help each other, you support each other. The stuff that I know that I don't even know about that happens behind the scenes, where you're just so supportive of each other. And I think that's reflected of when we do get together. When I say, do you want to leave early to fly home on a Saturday morning or stay for the afternoon, you all want to stay for the afternoon and spend time with each other. So I think that's a testament to all of you as part of the DC team. But it wouldn't be what it is today without each member's past and present contributions to the team.
It's a pretty special team, I have to say. And that's exactly right. We do like our time in person together. We beg for longer when we do get it. But I think what you say, that everybody has different strengths, I think that's one thing I noticed joining the team. There's so much knowledge, you know, in things that you wouldn't think dietitians know how to do in some ways. You know, it's beyond dietetic knowledge. It's knowledge about incredible, you know, digital platforms and, you know, all sorts of, you know, marketing, all sorts of wonderful things. And everyone just wants to learn. I think that's one thing that I've realized about this team is, we don't know how to do something, let's figure it out. And that comes with your encouragement to work it out, you know, let's see what we can do, which is a great attitude. It's fun to be part of, because you're constantly thinking of different ways to do things, which I love.
Yeah. I think that's also about how we hire, though. So we're hiring that we align to the vision and the values of the organization.
Yeah. When they drive everything, it really does trickle down through every aspect of the team and of every activation and every team member.
Yeah.
So Dietitian Connection is obviously a platform that connects dietitians globally. What role do you see for DC playing in the future of the profession?
I think, you know, as we said, just fulfilling the vision, which is to connect dietitians so that they can inspire, educate, and empower one another. So really trying to create a platform or a community where we can inspire dietitians to dream big, to see what the possibilities are, learn from other dietitians to be inspired, to aspire to what they're doing, and then empowering them with the tools and the education, the resources, not only in nutrition, but also leadership and business where we can. And just that, I guess, being there to support each other, share learnings. I think nothing worse than reinventing the wheel. So if someone's already done it, can we just learn from those people
and learn how they did
reinvent
it?
The wheel. Yeah. And there's so many dietitians globally, both here in Australia, the US and elsewhere, that are just doing amazing, amazing things. And oftentimes you don't know they're doing it very quietly in the background. And we'd love to be able to showcase those dietitians and what they're doing.
I love that idea. I feel so passionately about that as well. Just, you know, really raising the profession in the sense of sharing the incredible things that dietitians are doing. Not just those big, on the world stage type things, which are obviously incredible, but also what that dietitian is doing in a department in a rural hospital that is changing, you know, really changing lives quite significantly. And then obviously the business and leadership aspect is so important. I think these days in lots of professions, but definitely as for dietitians, business is such a big aspect of it. And it can be daunting knowing how to do that and how to navigate business, especially when often we, you know, at the forefront is patients and clients and making sure what's best for them. We need to also, you know, need some help with growing business and things like that. So it's just a brilliant way to learn from each other, not just in Australia, but obviously worldwide. One thing I know that is very important to you, and we talk about this a lot, is recognizing what we call the pain points for dietitians and how we can help, you know, them navigate those. What would you say are some of the most common challenges facing dietitians today, and how does Dietitian Connection address these challenges that we can sort of better support our members?
I've just chosen three, and I think these are ones that I hear both from Australia and the US and globally. So I think we all struggle with being recognised as the nutrition expert. We've got lots of people in the media, social media influencers, experts. You know, everyone eats, so everyone's got an opinion on food. So we have tried to actively raise the profile of dietitians in the community's minds. So particularly with our recent Gut Health Month campaign, the whole purpose of that was to raise the profile of dietitians. So by talking about gut health and the importance of gut health for individuals, and that dietitians are the key person to talk to improve your gut health. So we paid for a campaign. We're able to get some media pickups on that, particularly on radio. But the whole premise and underlying reason for that campaign was to actually raise the profile of dietitians. So wherever we can, advocating for dietitians to be the go-to people for nutrition. I think that's the first one. The second one, I think, is around, I often hear dietitians sort of, we're not recognised and then we're not rewarded. So we can tend to be not paid what we think our value or our worth is. And I think we're seeing this more and more so in the US. So I think it's knowing our worth and then having the skills to be able to negotiate or eloquently get across what our value is and be able to show that return on investment to then demand a higher pay. Well, sometimes it might be thinking about, well, can I dream a bit bigger and perhaps I want to do something by myself, start my own business, and we'd love to be able to inspire dietitians and empower with them with the tools and resources to do that. And the last one I've said is, I think it's a challenge, but I think it's also an opportunity, like growing AI, artificial intelligence. Like that is going to change the landscape of who and what a dietitian's role is. So we can either fight that, which I don't think we're going to win, or we can embrace it. Or we can embrace it. So how can we be part of the technology and the solution? And I think how can we use it and leverage it to our advantage? I think it can help us perhaps be more personalized nutrition. Like AI can spit out a menu, a meal plan for you, but can it put it all together and help you from a day-to-day implementing, executing, or thinking at a higher level with all the holistic aspects of care. I don't think it can do that yet. So, yeah, seeing, I guess, the challenges as opportunities as well.
Definitely. That AI is such a just fascinating one to stay across. And, you know, I think lots of dietitians are burnt out. Maybe AI can also help us, you know, help us and make things a little bit easier in certain ways. So use it to our advantage as a tool. You know, it doesn't have to replace us. It can be a tool to help improve certain aspects.
I don't know that we're using it at DC as much as we could, but I highly encourage everyone to use it where we can.
Yeah.
And we've got a session at Dietitians Unite coming up in the end of May, 31st of May in Sydney, where we can actually get some, understand some of the, because some of the, like, it's just changing every day. It's changing so fast. But we'll be sharing some of the tools and platforms that you can actually use it in your everyday practice.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. You know, this just follows on perfectly. The landscape, the dietetic landscape is just changing and evolving so quickly, not just here, but worldwide. I'd love to know how you stay ahead of the curve. It seems like you always seem to know what's happening. What do you do? I guess, what do you do for professional development?
And I think I just love lifelong learning. So it's at the core of my personal values, and hence why it's part of the DC values. It's, if I had nothing to do, if I wasn't working at TC, this is what I would do all day and every day. So the good thing is I can put the two together. But I love learning. So I subscribe to countless dietetic, food, nutrition, business, leadership, organizations' emails. I have to be a little bit strategic to be able to go through them all. But I guess we try to summarize some of those trends and insights for you through our DC newsletters as well. But I love to read. So I'm always reading nonfiction leadership business books. I love to listen to podcasts when I'm walking, both dietetic, but also business and leadership related. I am part of a paid business group sort of mastermind that meets once a month, and they're all non-dietitians. So I get so many different insights and perspectives from people outside of the field, or learning what they do and then how I can apply that to dietetics. I've mentioned the mentors and advisory board. I can't tell you how valuable they are to me, and they're all very close personal friends now as well. I have a paid business coach who I used to work with at Abbott, who I adore, that I've known for over 20 years. We meet every week. And again, I really could not function without talking with him every week. Keeps me very grounded. And then I love to travel overseas. So I think you get new ideas, time to think and reflect when you're outside of your usual environment, you know, going in the grocery stores in the US or just traveling in general, you get so many ideas that you can then apply to your particular setting. So I love nothing more than attending events and conferences, both dietetic and non-dietetic, both in Australia and the US. I think the challenge for the DC team is, if I come back, I've got too many ideas, and then it's how do we manage those in a time effective without putting too many demands on everyone. Keeping the ideas in a planned approach.
Because Maria has 80 hours in a day, unlike all of us who have 24. But yeah, you know, this is just, you know, so inspiring to see all these different ways that you are committed to lifelong learning. And I love that it's, you know, dietetic learning and non-dietetic. There's so much to learn outside of our profession, which is an important reminder, I think, to look to other professions to learn. And let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's see how others are doing things really well and then apply those to our own practice. And the traveling, oh, yes, the traveling, it's a lived experience. You know, you go in, I'm the same. I love going into supermarkets in other countries. I love reading magazines from other countries, you know, obviously when I can understand the language, but just seeing what are they doing, and let's do something like that. Let's do it better. Let's get ideas. So great advice there. Let's talk about Dietitians Unite. It's just around the corner. You mentioned it's coming to Sydney on Friday, the 31st of May. Tickets are on sale now. And early bird, if you're listening to this in real time, ends on Monday, the 25th of March. So please don't miss that opportunity to save $50 off the ticket price. But this is, we talked about it a little bit already. This is such a fun day, a high energy fun day. When you look around and see this room just buzzing, energy full of dietitians connecting, networking, learning from one another, all with really big smiles on their face. I've seen it myself. How does that make you feel? You sort of said it a little bit before, but it's really one of the best days of the year.
It is. It is one of the happiest days of the year. It is a day that makes me smile. Being an introvert, it also makes me very tired and exhausted and stressed, but it's all worthwhile to see all of those happy, smiling faces. And the feedback that we receive is off the chart positive every single year. We do get the feedback in terms of how you're going to make it better next year. And so far, I think every year has been a little bit better than the previous year, but it's such a great testament to all of the team's efforts when we see everyone in the room having such a good time. That's the goal of the event. But it's just lovely to see old friends, old colleagues, but also to make new friends and new colleagues. I think it's so welcoming for those that are coming along for the first time. It might be an introvert like myself, but everyone makes you feel warm and welcomed. And I think this year is going to be one of our best yet. You know, we're sort of coming out of COVID. Last year was sort of our first taste back, but I think this year everyone's sort of ready to come back to events like they were pre-COVID. And I think our program this year is probably one of our more exceptional programs. So we've got the three streams, the usual business clinical, but then looking at the weight management space, and then our opening closing speakers. I'm super excited about. Usually, unfortunately, the DC team don't get to listen to them because we're always busy working.
We are.
The opening speaker is Maz Farrelly. She's one of the ex-TV producers of all the reality shows. So Farmer Wants a Wife, Q&A, Married with First at First Sight.
Those X Factor.
X Factor, I think all of those TV shows. So she's dynamic, off the chart dynamic. Larger than life. And she's going to be talking to us about how we can stand out as dietitians and really own our presence as the experts in nutrition. And then our closing speaker is Natalie Cook, who is a Olympian volleyballer. I've had the pleasure of hearing Natalie Cook speak before, and again, her energy is exceptional. So I know for a fact that everyone is in for a real treat at Dietitians Unite this year.
It's going to be an excellent day. There's just nothing like getting together. I think especially after COVID, when we really lost out and missed that connection and that one-on-one connection, that real in-person connection. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in your career, whether you're a new graduate, whether you're a student, whether you've been around the, you know, tracks for, you know, decades, it's pretty amazing to connect with maybe people that you only see on social media or you only see on TV, or someone, you know, reconnect with people. It's great energy. So yes, please jump online, get your tickets, and take advantage of that early bird offer.
I think it's, you come away feeling the emotion of the day. So we also remember Holly Butcher. I was a dietitian that passed away many years ago now, but she wrote a letter to the world on her passing, and we remember her, and then the great work that we celebrate her through her award, where we, you know, celebrate the fantastic work of just one dietitian symbolizing so many. But I think that always brings a tear to people's eye. But I think it's that emotion. We have all the emotions on that day.
There's highs and all of the feels.
That's right.
We all do it together, which is so lovely. So
I think maybe
it is.
This year I've got a few surprises too, but Brooke's working on those.
Yeah, I've got a couple. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, you might have a bit of fun. All right, I think we need to wrap up. It's really been such a joy to reflect with you today, to talk about the journey, to look, you know, at where you started and where you are now, and I guess remind our wonderful members and our community of why we do what we do, and how that can kind of help grow their careers to new heights wherever they want to go. The sky's just, the limit for dietitians. Before we finish, I want to look ahead. Let's look forward. Can you share with members a few things that are maybe on the horizon for Dietitian Connection? Are there any big projects that you can share?
Most of them we can't share at this point, but we are working on a few other things behind the scenes. Yeah. but I think we could probably set the bar now to 100K. So that's the new goal on the whiteboard.
Right, got it.
So as a result of that, we are looking to do a more proactive expansion into the US. So we have Kristen, who's based in Chicago now. I used to live in the US, in Columbus, Ohio, for about 8 years in the early 2000s. So I have many, many dietitian friends and colleagues there, and I love nothing more than catching up with them every year at FINSI, the Academy's dietetic conference in the US. So, yeah, we'd love to have more US dietitians as part of our community. So if you're listening and you're from the US, please let some of your colleagues know that might not know about us yet. You might have noticed we are doing some website updates at the moment, particularly around how dietitians access our webinars and our CE certificates, and we have had a few teething issues, so please accept our appreciation of your patience, but I think we're nearly there, so there's some website upgrades. And then we are excitingly looking at some ways that we can foster connection and collaboration globally, so just have to stay tuned on that one.
It's an exciting one, but more to come.
Yeah.
Marie, thank you so much for your time today. I really, really enjoyed our chat. I think it's very safe to say that the impact that Dietitian Connection has made on the dietetic profession globally is quite profound. I, for one, am very, very, very excited to be part of the next chapter of the Dietitian Connection journey. And I can't wait to kick so many goals that the wider team has. And I know that we're going to do these together, which is the best part. So thank you so much for sharing that and reflecting and joining us for this conversation.
Thanks so much, Brooke. I appreciate your time and being part of the DC team. Thank you.
If you'd like to support the Dietitian Connection podcast, please leave a review and a rating on the Apple Podcasts app. Tell us what you thought of this episode, what you learnt, and share your guest requests for us to consider for future episodes. We value hearing from you and we really appreciate your feedback. So please, please hit that review button.